authorize up to $20 million of interim financing for local improvement projects.
Good morning.
Good morning. For the record, Jennifer Cooperman, City Treasurer. This ordinance authorizes a revolving line of credit in an amount not to exceed $20 million and for a term no longer than 5 years to provide interim financing for local improvement district projects located throughout the city. This request will authorize a new line to replace an existing line of credit that expires December 21st of 2015. Approval of the ordinance will ensure continued funding for local improvement district projects throughout the city. Amounts borrowed on the line will be repaid from assessment payments from property owners and from proceeds of long-term bonds. We will be selecting a commercial bank to provide the line of credit through a request for terms process.
Jennifer, I just have one comment.
Yes.
And you know that I hold you in the highest regard. Are we correct on that?
You've told me.
Okay. Big fan of your kids. I love your work and grateful for your service. This isn't really directed to you, but when I saw the schedule, the agenda, I had no idea what 982 was reading off the text. And all I'm going to ask is that if we can go the extra mile when we write these up to provide a little more detail so that the public doesn't have to read the underlying documents. Something a little bit more about what we're doing and why, because $20 million to fund local improvement projects is very, very generic. And we have made a lot of progress in making sure that our descriptions actually put the public on notice as to what we're going to do.
Okay. I will note that for the future. Thank you.
Good suggestion. Thanks. Any other questions for Ms. Cooperman? Okay.
I just have a comment in that I do appreciate that that information was in the impact statement.
Mm-hmm.
So I think maybe what Commissioner Fisher is referring to is to put it more details in the ordinance just so that it comes up front. But I appreciate your attention to the financial impact statement.
Particularly the title. That's what I'm hearing.
The part that's actually on our...
in the agenda.
In the agenda.
Yeah.
Because that's what people, the public, triggers off of. And sometimes we just put authorized money for financing, and it doesn't really give the public enough information about what and why.
Okay.
Okay. Any other questions? Thank you very much.
We'll see you
again tomorrow afternoon.
Yes, you will.
Thank you. Anyone want to speak on this item? If not, then it passes the second reading next week.